Welcome to WFHR's Director's Playhouse for this June 2025, Session 64. Your host and program director here, James J. Maloff. We want to welcome the best listeners in radio to the WFHR stage, author, creative, and Wisconsin's own Lori Schneider is with us. Lori, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Lori, really appreciate the time. And we're going to be taking some time to talk with Lori about an event that she has coming up, a Meet Your Author event that'll be taking place at, with our good friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum. We'll talk about that, and we're going to talk about her book in just a moment, too, a very, very important, meaningful book that I look forward to diving into with you, Lori. But if you don't mind, one of our favorite things we like to do around here is getting to know people. We like to hear people's origin stories. Lori, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and a little bit about yourself?
I was born in Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. I grew up in Rapids. I graduated from Lincoln High School. I was involved in high school on the literary magazine, of course. My mom grew up in Wisconsin Rapids. She was sort of a notable citizen who was an activist and very active, both my parents in the Democratic Party. So I was raised in a very socially conscious family. But I was a pretty shy kid.
Lori, that's not too surprising, especially we hear that from writers often. But I have to say, you took me a little off guard there a little. My brother and all three of my kids were born in Riverview, and I am also a proud Lincoln grad. So we got some things in common here, and I think more as we go along. But that's wonderful to hear, and it's so great to hear of we talk to a lot of Wisconsin creatives, and it's fun. But to be able to talk to somebody with that such close local ties to us here in Rapids and at WFHR and everything, that means even more. And it's all the more reason why we want to support you and support your work. Before we get into some of that, though, Lori, when did you start first thinking about being a writer?
I don't know if I've thought so much about being a writer as I was just an avid reader. I was read to as a child. I just loved books so much. So I'm super excited about this event that's going to be at the Historical Museum, because once upon a time, that museum was my childhood library.
Oh.
And it is really a magical, it was a magical place as a library. If you've been in the museum, it's this stately brick building on the river. It's just gorgeous. There's a beautiful staircase with polished wood banisters leading up to what had been the children's room. So that place was really a second home for me. So I read just tons growing up, and I had a great life within those books, and so it makes a lot of sense that If I could create an experience like that, I would love to. So one of the things that actually took place at Lincoln High School that was really important to me was my senior year of high school, we had a visiting poet in the schools. His name was J.D. Whitney. He was a bit of a rebel. This was in the mid-70s, long-haired, Harley-driving poet. And he spent a lot of time with my English class, and we wrote poetry and had a reading event at the end. And strangely enough, years later, I'm living in Oklahoma and go to a poetry reading, and J.D. Whitney is there.
Wow.
And he now lives in Norman, Oklahoma, and we're now buddies.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That is really cool. That is too cool. That's just how life works, isn't it?
It is. Life is pretty amazing, honestly.
Yeah, it's something. So that happens, and that's pretty, and leads me right into my next question. As far as influences go, it sounds like he was a bit of one. Did you have other influences, and even, outside of writing, just influences in general? It's a tough one.
I'm thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I wrote a lot of poetry in college, too. I wasn't a creative writing major. I was an English major. But the community, I went to college at Oberlin in Ohio. And there was a really big writing community there. But honestly, coming from where I came from, you know, sort of small town Wisconsin, I was a little bit intimidated until I actually took a little bit of time off from college and came back. And then I felt like I could hold my own. But probably the biggest influence on my writing is honestly just all the books I read. In I have just a particular love for children's middle grade literature. So like Judy Blume, there were just a whole bunch of really formative works from my childhood, things like A Wrinkle in Time, Bridge to Terabithia, just a lot of great classic sort of kids books. And I continued to read children's books as an adult, so it makes sense that when I started to actually write fiction, I don't know that I was necessarily trying to write middle grade fiction, but I think I write a lot for my inner 12-year-old.
You know, a lot of that makes sense and ties into not only your work, but I think also, so one of the things we really like to do with this show, Lori, is certainly promote local artists and talk about you guys, but encourage other artists out there. We have a lot of young artists, young writers, creatives out there listening to this stuff. And I think it's very, I know that it's very helpful to them to hear somebody, you know, what it took and how they made good, how they were able to get published in these things. It means something whenever we have a guest on, a writer on, but to have somebody like yourself literally from here and hearing your story, it's not only inspirational, but it's encouraging to our young creatives out there. It's hopefully helpful to them that, you know, there is no, especially in this day and age, no matter how small a town you're from or how big of a town you're from, you can make it, you can get published, you can get to that break. And I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, today now, I mean, there's great online support for writers.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had critique groups that were in person, but I've had really great critique groups that were virtual, and I made some really good, solid friends and met some great writers that way, and that's always available.
Well, I've been writing since I was about 12, and a lot of the writing I did was at our old stomping grounds at Lincoln and everything. And I've written short stories, plays, all kinds of stuff. My oldest daughter is a multiple published author already. She's been at this a lot. She's been at it shorter than I have, and she's already like a lot more published than I've ever been. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very happy about that. But it also speaks to where it is nowadays, where being able to get published in that, it's a lot. I don't want to say easy. I don't like using that word, but it is a lot more accessible to people than it's ever been. And now that kind of leads us into your book. And let's go ahead. I want you to go ahead and talk about this. I was going to give a description. You can do a lot better job than I can, but I look forward to diving into this with you. Tell us about the book, Lori.
Okay. My book is called Gittle. Like I said, I write for my inner 12-year-old, but my book itself, I call all ages historical fiction because a lot of my readers have been adults, and adults seem to enjoy it just as much as a middle grader would. So I'd say it's for ages 11 and up. There is a little bit of difficult material in it, sort of emotionally. The book tells the story of 13-year-old Gittle Borenstein and her family. They've fled a deadly pogrom in Kishinev, to start over as farmers in a small town in central Wisconsin. When I initially pitched the book to an editor and they were interested in it, the editor called it Fiddler on the Roof meets Little Town on the Prairie.
I love that.
Which sounded kind of silly, but it's actually a pretty apt description of the book.
Yeah, it seems to work, yeah.
So the story is set. It has in a fictional version of Arpin, Wisconsin. So most of you, hopefully your listeners, are aware of the little town of Arpin. Once upon a time in Arpin, starting in 1904, there was a Jewish agricultural settlement there, which most people probably have never heard of. But my great-grandfather lived there for about 5 years. And on a research trip years ago, I went to visit the site of the colony, and there is absolutely nothing left of it. And in fact, really hardly anyone remembers it was there. And that really, I had a moment standing there realizing that this history had vanished.
Yeah.
And I can't say I just ran home and wrote a book about it, but it certainly percolated and stewed for a very long time until eventually I did sit down and decide to write a story that was set there.
Hmm. Lori, so to let you and the audience know, there is an ulterior motive of why I wanted to have you on today. This book is important. And it's important to tell these stories. And the audience knows by now, if you don't, I'm Jewish. I come from a mixed family of Jewish and Catholicism. And for my family, who lost members in the Holocaust and lost members in the plagues and lost members at every turn in history, that history gets lost. And these stories, the only way they stick around is if we retell them. A huge part of Jewish culture is continuing to tell stories and making sure that they stay alive for the next generation and so on and so on. You doing this has it's entertaining. It's a beautiful story. It's a wonderfully well-written book. It's also important data and important to keep this kind of thing going and keeping these stories moving. That's a big part of what you've done with this book. It is not a simple feat, and it's something that is incredibly appreciated and unable to be put into words. As much as I want to call myself a writer, I can't put into words how much it means to not just me, but to our community and to continue to tell these stories, especially in 2025 and in this day and age. It's a great book. It's very entertaining. It's also meaningful, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you what it means for me to hear that. I've gotten a lot of really positive response from, like, the online Jewish community, which has been incredible and honestly not anticipated. But honestly, when I set out to write the book, it was Central Wisconsin and the people in Wisconsin Rapids in that area that I was thinking about. Because, you know, it happened there. It was tied to this place. It's why, it was why I grew up there, with my family was there. And in some ways, even though the book is set in 1911, there's a bit of my experience growing up there that's sort of embedded, I think, emotionally in the story as well.
Yeah. You know, I was curious about that. With your ties to the area, your family ties to the area and some of that, and certainly the emotional part of that. A good author, they always tell you to write what you know. And so incorporating parts of your childhood or parts of your own feelings into the characters had to come a bit organically, or was it more intentional?
It's just organic.
Yeah.
For me, it's almost not so much you write what you know, although that is true. It's more like write what you feel. And I mean, I don't write for therapy. But you know, no matter the character, if I can't make an emotional connection with them, I'm not going to be able to communicate to a reader either.
A great point, and you are such a good writer. That is such a better line. I've never heard it put that way. You write what you feel. That is really good. You know, to be honest, writing what you know never made 100% sense to me, because I feel like most of the good writers I read, I do a ton of research and do all this homework on these subjects they've never heard about before. So it that makes a lot more sense, what you said. I like that a lot more. That's good. We're speaking with Lori Schneider and talking about her book, Gittle. Did I say the right Gittle?
Yep.
Yeah, Gittle. And Lori, part of the other reason we have you on is not only this book, which we will let everybody know where they can find it and get it online and before we wrap up today. It's also this great event that you are going to be doing along with our friends at the Southwick County Historical Museum. You're going to be there's a Meet Your Author event coming up Wednesday, June 25th at 5:00 over at the museum at 543rd Street South. What can people expect with this event?
One of the things I'm most looking forward to is, first of all, being back in that building again. Like I said earlier, that was my library growing up. So, I don't know, it's going to be kind of emotional for me, I think.
Yeah.
But also, I'm hoping that people who come have questions. I mean, questions about writing, questions about me, questions about my book, questions about the history, questions about the Arpan colony, how it ended up in central Wisconsin and what became of it. Mm-hmm. So those are pretty much the things I'm going to talk about. Yeah. I'll talk about the book and what it's about and how I came to write it and a little bit more about the history and the history of that colony.
I do want to also shout out our great friends at McMillan Memorial Library, who are a part of this, along with the Historical Museum, that we greatly appreciate. Speaking of libraries, just so many of the things you're talking about with the Historical Museum, I had those same memories with McMillan when my family first moved to this area, and I was able to pick books for the first time and read, you know, the stories that I was curious about and interested in. And so it's cool to hear these ties. And, you know, another thing with this event, I encourage people to bring their teens and mid-teens to this event and see if a spark doesn't get started like it did for Lori or I. It's a great opportunity for that. Yeah. You'll also be able to purchase signed copies of the book, it looks like, Lori?
Yes, I'll have.
That's cool. So people will be able to do that as well. I think that it's a great idea to learn more about this one, make some plans for it. You can do that by reaching out to the Historical Museum if you'd like. You can find them on, they have a great Facebook page for this, whether it's the author, Meet the Author event itself, or it is the museum itself that you would like to reach out to. You can find them online. I just want to pull up their website for you really quick. I'm going to pause this for a second. And that website is swchs-museum.com. That's swchs-museum.com. Be sure to go there to find that out and make plans for this wonderful event of Meet the Author, our good friend Lori Schneider, who is going to be there again coming up June 25th, 5 o'clock, over at 540 3rd Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And Lori, if people would like to purchase the book beforehand, they cannot wait to get their hands on a copy. I know my mother is one of these people. And Lori, you don't want to mess with a Jewish mother. You know this.
I know this, yeah.
So where else can they purchase the book?
I recommend going to bookshop.org and picking your favorite, if you have an independent bookseller, and ordering that way. Given that if you want to read my book before the event, honestly, Amazon might be your best bet. Mm-hmm. And it's there available like all of the other books on Amazon.
I appreciate the note about local bookstores, though, and everything. We love to shout them out whenever we have a chance. And Lori, I have just one final question for you. We ask all of our guests here on the show this question. So it is our toughest question, though, I will warn you. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, who and why?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just not fair. It's not fair to wrap up an interview this way. It's really not right.
That's brutal, James.
It's really... It's a tough one. It is a tough one. The fun part is there's no wrong answer.
I'm going to cop out a little bit, and this is probably an answer you've heard before. The person I would most like to talk to is my great-grandmother.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Her name was Fanny Frema Garber, and she was the wife of Alvin Garber, who was my great-grandfather who lived in Arpan. The thing about Frema was she was quiet, and by the time I was born, she was still alive, but she had a really thick accent, and I was a little child, so... Mm-hmm. I was never really able to talk to her, and even my mom regretted not knowing more of her story. Recently, I found in a 1921, copy of the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune an interview that had been done with her shortly after she arrived from Ukraine. And in it, she talks about the pogroms she survived. In detail, and it's absolutely harrowing.
Wow. Yeah. I can only imagine.
And I didn't even know that existed, and I wasn't really aware of what she had gone through, and it took 8 years for her to get to this country for my great grandfather to be able to send for her. And during those 8 years, she was alone without him, living through incredible violence and danger. And she was the sweetest lady. So wow. I would love to have tea with my great grandmother.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that. She sounds like she was an amazing human being and admirable. Wow, there's a whole other story that we'd love to talk about sometime. And that was a fantastic answer, Lori. That's one of the better answers we've gotten for that one. So nicely done. And the only catch to all of this is you have done too good. It has been too much fun talking to you. You have to come back sometime. We got to talk again real soon, okay?
I would love to.
Thank you for the time, Lori. We're looking forward to seeing you back here in your old stomping grounds here in Rapids, and we'll meet you at the event, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to the listeners out there. We appreciate you. We'll have another edition of Director's Playhouse for you coming soon right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.